Hello everyone, it's Victoria here and welcome to episode 3. Oh goodness me, it has been a real, really busy 3 weeks actually. Actually this was supposed to be released on the 17th, but that didn't happen just because I hadn't recorded it. So it certainly wasn't going to happen. So the last time that I spoke to you, I was talking about, you know, getting intentional at the start of the year, planning my goals, you know, and just getting really intentional with what I wanted my 2022 to look like and where I wanted to be at the start, the middle, and at the end of the year. You know, what did I want to achieve? And I knew that in my head at the start of the year, like right at the start, because obviously we're still at the start, that I really didn't want to live the same type of year that I lived last year. Albeit, you know, I mentioned that I'd done a huge amount of mindset work, which was really, really positive. And I can't even stress enough to anyone that if you feel like you need to work on your mindset and work on yourself, if you can do it, do it. Because I know that, you know, mentally it served me so well, because, you know, now that I'm coming up against different things, I'm able to deal with them so much more better than if different, you know, situations had happened last year. So following on from my last episode, I'd made all my goals, I'd got really intentional, and I think I'd said that I'd kick the year off really, really positively. On the 3rd of January, I'd met my friend who I hadn't seen for 30 years, we'd recorded our podcast together, and then I'd gone out for a really lovely lunch, and it was just lovely. It was just such a positive way to kick off the year. And then it got to the 4th of January, and then I was like, right, I am raring to go. This is my launch month for my business. So, you know, it was going to be busy, and it is busy. And I remember on the 4th of January, standing in my house, I have an open plan downstairs, and literally looking around and thinking, ah, there was the, you know, to the right, there was my dead Christmas tree in the corner that looked so beautiful when I'd put it up, but wasn't quite cutting it now. And then I walked into the utility room and I literally, no joke, I couldn't even see the floor. There was boxes everywhere from Christmas. There was washing. It was carnage. And then I walked upstairs and went into my office and had completely forgotten, because we'd had a mouse get in that had bitten through the pipe and caused a leak onto my brand new ceilings over Christmas, which obviously we didn't have any heat over Christmas either. I'd completely forgotten that I'd actually turned the office upside down. The carpet had been ripped up to get to the pipes. Oh my goodness, I can't even tell you. It was just absolute carnage. So I remember just sitting down on the seat, you know, obviously this was a few weeks ago, and thinking, okay, so I'm actually supposed to be doing website content today. And, you know, it really kind of, I can't think of the word, but effectively it was like a diary of an entrepreneur. And if I can explain my life as an entrepreneur mixed with family and, you know, my health and fitness journey and, you know, carpooling my son around because he's now 17, learning to drive, he's got a job. And also, you know, somewhere in the middle, you know, I would like a life as well as trying to launch my new business. You know, when you put the Christmas lights away and you put them all neatly into a box and then you get them down to put back onto the tree, and somehow those little I was going to swear then. Those lights have managed to unravel themselves and stick themselves into like a million knots. That's how I felt my life was that day. I can't explain it better. Actually, I don't think I explained that great, actually. But that is Christmas lights in knots. That was literally my life that day. Now, if this had been the year before and, you know, this time last year, I would have panicked. I'd have gone into some kind of like mini meltdown and be like, oh my God, I'm supposed to be doing this and blah, 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 blah. And instead, I think this is due to the mindset work that I did. I didn't panic because I just thought, what's the point? What's that going to bring me? Because I literally did spend most of 2021 panicking about some like crap that actually probably wasn't even, you know, that important. So I was like, okay, you know what? I need to sort out this house because no one's going to do it. I do have a cleaner, admittedly, that comes in for a few hours twice a month. But I don't know if any of you have got cleaners. I don't know about you, but I literally make sure that the house is all done for her to come in and clean, because really she's not here to tidy up our crap on the floor. So anyway, I literally spend most of the week just trying to sort out the house so that there was some kind of organisation. And I decided, right, you know what, I'm going to have to just rejig this whole plan. And I went downstairs, opened up the laptop, brought up Google Maps. Well, you probably would have needed a map to get around this house in the fact that it was so messy. Brought up my Google Diary and literally copy and pasted it and put it onto the next week, which was really weird, actually, because the second week of January, there was quite a bit to be done, but there wasn't as much. So I could quite comfortably stick all of my work for my launch onto the second week. And I did work on the first week, but I allowed myself that time. And the moral to this is don't panic. Because where I said I spent so much time panicking about things and I haven't done this and I haven't done that. And I think a lot of us spend time on what feels like a hamster wheel, running and running and running and running and not really getting anywhere. And sometimes you have to come off of that wheel, sit down with your favourite drink, whatever that may be. Mine is probably coffee. And just relax, even if it's for 10 minutes. Take stock and then make the decision of how you're going to work this, how you're going to work whatever's happened. And for me, it was moving my diary around. And it worked. It actually worked. And I've got to be honest, I haven't done all of my website content yet, but it definitely did work. And also, I'd like to talk to you about clearing out who you follow. Now, I'm sure maybe not all of you understand what I mean when I say that, but I'm sure probably most of you do. And what I mean by that is, I remember I think it was before COVID hit, actually. I had well over 3,000 people on my personal Facebook. And what was happening, I was going onto Facebook and I'd also followed loads of business pages and, you know, just authentic inspirational stuff as well. And also I followed someone called the Female Entrepreneur Association as well. And I love their posts and I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. But I found that every time I went on, my feed was literally full of personal posts. And I've got to be honest, a lot of it was just people moaning about whatever. And most of these people, nearly all of them, I didn't really talk to. It was just people that, you know, I'd met throughout life. And, you know, there was that thing of, oh, yeah, I request you on Facebook and then you never talk. And the only difference was is that the amount of friends that you had on Facebook went up. So what I did is I literally deleted nearly all of them. And I went from about 3,500 down to I think it's 60. And it was the best thing that I did for my mental health. Because when you go onto social media, what you see does affect your day. And so now when I go onto my social media, I'm not saying it's particularly all positive, but I'm seeing what I want to see. And one of the pages that I follow, and I've followed for quite a few years now, is the Female Entrepreneur Association. Now, if you are a female entrepreneur, this will really, really interest you. And you've probably heard of it as well. The Female Entrepreneur Association is run by Carrie Green and her team. And I started following them, I think about, it must have been 7 or 8 years ago. And I just loved the posts that she was putting out. They were informative, they were positive, and they were really pretty as well. And I loved that. And anyway, I followed them for quite a while. And then I found out that they had, there was a website, and there was also a members club that you could join for a monthly fee. And also, one of the reasons that I really, really liked following the FEA was because Carrie Green herself put out a lot of free stuff. So there was a lot of free There was a lot of, you know, videos. There was YouTube stuff. There was this is how to do this and this is how to do that. And it was so informative because at that time, you know, I was right at the start of launching my business. And anyway, I decided to go onto the website one day and I was like, right, I'm going to join. I'm going to be a part of FEA. I'm going to be a part of the members club. And this is what I wanted to do. And so I went to join and the doors were closed. And I was like, oh, right, okay. So got onto the waiting list. And then finally, it wasn't long, the doors opened and I paid my first membership fee. And I was in. And it was quite funny at the time because, you know, I really felt like I was in this hub, I was in a club that were going to help me. And I was right. I was. And the members club is this little cozy part of the internet. And it's full of over 5,000 like-minded ladies like myself in all different stages of business. You know, some have got ideas, some have got fully fledged businesses and have been in business years and years. Some are at the start, some are at the middle. Everyone's in a different space in their business. There's all types of businesses as well. And I introduced myself into the club and I was like, hi, I'm Victoria and I have an events business and I'm at the start. And then I found that when I was stuck on things, all I needed to do was ask. So I'd put a question up and I remember one day I put this question up and I was like, I'm really stuck on Facebook ads. You know, this is how I wanted to advertise my business. And so they directed me to the website where, oh, it was amazing. It was like Aladdin's cave. And I found all these masterclasses, which were a part of the membership. It was amazing. And, you know, I'm still in the members club. It was the best thing that I ever joined. This is not an advert, by the way. This is literally just me saying how much it has helped me. And you know, every time you ask a question, it's always answered. And, you know, I do put videos up a lot of, you know, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? And yeah, they're always answered. And there's a masterclass, literally. I don't think there's anything that I've ever wanted to find out that there isn't a masterclass for, which is saying something, to be honest. And yeah, it's just fantastic. So that's one of the things that has, I'd call it a tool, to be honest. It's one of the tools that has helped me in business and is continuing to help me while I am launching my new business as well, which is just, you know, it's fantastic. It's something that I would never ever leave because it's so helpful. It would if I left, it would feel like, well, I just feel a little bit lost, I think, because also you can be accountable to other people as well. And also the nice thing is I've actually made some really good friends through being in the members club, which, you know, is great. So yes, so that's one of the things that has really, really helped me. So in the notes to this episode, I will put the details of the FEA so that actually you can go and check it out. So I'm gonna leave my episode there for now. It's been a little bit of a short one this time. So next month we actually have I think I've got two guests coming on. I'm not too sure of the date yet, but I will let you know. But one of the guests that I have coming on in February is an amazing, amazing personal trainer called Laura Betts Fitness. And I will put the details of her up when I know the date. And I'm really, really looking forward to talking to her because, one, I'm on a fitness journey. Two, I think you need fitness in your life, whoever you are. And three, she's just so lovely and she is just going to be absolutely, she's going to be fantastic. So look out for that. And I will speak to you all in the next couple of weeks. And I hope you have a really good, positive couple of weeks. Take care, everyone. Bye.